Parenting, careers, and caregiving can all be stressful, and women in their 40s and 50s may feel all of it at once.
And then the career pressure really comes during those years as well. I would say that some of that comes from just families needing more finances, but some of that comes from women who really, oh man, do I have hundreds and hundreds of women, even the past year, talk to me about this. Something happens in their heart and soul that they have really appreciated their time raising children, but they're looking for more meaningful impact and meaningful work. And you see that across the country, but you see that in unique ways, I believe, in the state of Utah.
Adolescence is lasting longer. So kids used to be launched, you know, right after college, they'd leave home, be gone. Parents have a little bit of freedom, break. That's not happening. And at the same time that they're staying home a lot longer, people are often taking care of elderly parents at the same time. So it's kind of like the height of what they call the sandwich generations. And at the same time, you're at the point in your career where you're probably shifting to higher levels.
You've just heard from two experts. Susan Madsen is a Utah State University professor who heads up the Utah Women in Leadership Project, and she's an author. Russi White is a clinical associate professor in social work from the University of Southern California. She's authored books on stress management. Both have studied the pressures on women in the workplace. Nikki DeForge is living that experience and watching its effects on others in her field.
I've noticed with other female attorneys, as they hit just before they would be up for partnership, it becomes a bit of a crisis often where they just think, I can't do all of this, and then I've got to go find another way. And they leave private practice and off they go in-house or to government or somewhere, which are obviously fine options as well.
DeForge is an attorney and shareholder with Fabian Vancott, a firm in Salt Lake City. She is also a mom.
They can't figure out how they can do it without having to sacrifice their families. It becomes sort of an either or. And when you phrase it that way, you know, nobody wants to sacrifice their families.
And if all that pressure existed in 2019, 2020 has added some new wrinkles.
Now you have no childcare and you still have the demanding job. And so now you're at home taking care of kids while trying to do your job. And at the same time, you're not just taking care of them, you have to educate them. And even if you're not staying home, now you're putting yourself at risk of a global pandemic if you are leaving your house. And if you do have to leave the home to work somewhere other than your home, and you do have children at home, the childcares aren't open and the schools aren't open. So where are your kids?
At my firm, we are mostly working from home. We really have a lot of flexibility, which is terrific, because I know that's not an option for many, but it also, you know, leaves you at home, in my case, with three teenagers and a husband who's trying to work from home and children who are dealing with the stress of it also. Whether they express it or not, they feel it. So I am trying to focus more on them and making sure they feel the love and support that they need.
How do you deal with the stress, pandemic or no pandemic?
One of the most foundational pieces is for women to really understand themselves more, understand their bodies, understand their ambitions, understand their aspirations, understand their purpose. The deeper we understand, the more that we're just thoughtful in our decisions moving forward in our career.
Other things that I suggest is taking a break. Just, you know, play some music, get up and walk around, because part of the challenge right now is staring at a little dot on a laptop or on a camera and sitting for hours at a time staring at that dot. If you wander too much, it looks like you're not paying attention. Whereas if you were sitting live in a room, it would be totally normal to look around and maybe get up and stretch or whatever. There's just, it just looks, you can't do that in Zoom in the same way.
motherhood and dealing with children are, you have stages, and that the stages, they go quickly and they pass quickly. And that, you know, just because right now feels like it's always going to be this way and my children are always going to be this age, you're going to need these things from me, that's always going to be the case.
Reflection is really great to understand and strengthen who you are and what you want moving forward. But women more than men tend to move over into a rumination. And it is clear from the studies throughout the years, not just in Utah, not just in the nation, but globally, that women ruminate more than men. When we ruminate, we spin. And it really is a waste of time. Reflection can be healthy. Rumination can really feed into poor mental health.
Because spinning isn't going to lead you to resilience at the end of the day. It's going to make you crash and burn.
For Utah Public Radio, this is JoLynn Lyon.